The trial of Myanmar's most famous pro-democracy leader is now stretched to a week. Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi is charged with violating her house arrest by harboring an American who swam across a lake to her home. Just the fact that such a trial is going on is a window of sorts into Myanmar's hardline regime. We have a correspondent in Myanmar. His name is being withheld for security reasons, although we'll tell you he's a person whose reporting we trust. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Steve.
And what is the latest from the trial?
Day five of the trial, as you said, Aung San Suu Kyi and two of her companions and the American, John William Yetta, foreign diplomats and journalists are not allowed into the trial. They were allowed on Wednesday briefly. And I think that was because the regime was feeling the pressure a little bit from the international community. And what they like to do in these instances is they like a little valve. They just open it up a little bit, let the pressure ease somewhat, and then bang. So the trial was closed again yesterday. It closed again today, although an American diplomat is allowed to go to attend because John William Yetta is an American citizen.
Okay. I suppose with all these closings to the media, it's hard to know what's going on in there. And in fact, it's hard to understand this story. It seems so bizarre that someone would swim across a lake to her home. And yet there's serious implications here, aren't there, especially if Aung San Suu Kyi is convicted?
Yeah, I mean, there's very serious implications for her. But let me just tell you that it got a little bit more bizarre today. State-run media this morning quoted Myanmar's foreign minister as saying that the whole thing was a plot by external forces to smear Myanmar's reputation. So it's a little far-fetched. But this is a very serious thing for Aung San Suu Kyi, of course, because if convicted again, she gets potentially put either back under house arrest or she gets placed in prison again, and that means she can't participate in any way in next year's election here. Now, she's been barred from running as a candidate, but if she's in jail or if she's under house arrest here, then she's barred from participating at all, and that presents a serious problem for the opposition here.
And you say if she gets convicted again, which is a good reminder that she has repeatedly run afoul of the regime in Myanmar and has repeatedly been placed under house arrest and other kinds of custody over the years. I do want to ask, because you are in Myanmar, you have an opportunity to move around. What are you seeing? What are you hearing on the streets?
There's a great deal of frustration on the street on the part of the people who basically say that they wonder what this American was doing, and if he was really trying to come and help her in some way. They say he's done just the opposite. I mean, they pretty much say what one of Aung San Suu Kyi's lawyers said, which is that Mr. Yetta is a fool, that he's created so much trouble for her. What was this guy thinking?
And what are people thinking as these elections approach, the ones that Aung San Suu Kyi might end up missing because of house arrest or some other kind of custody?
Not a lot of people here expect much from these elections. I mean, they pretty much think that these elections are rigged, and they think that these charges are trumped-up charges to ensure that the military has no problem ramming through what they want when these elections are held. And that's what most people on the street here think, that this trial is a sham, that next year's elections will be a sham. It's all designed to keep the military in power.
I'm curious, given that this is a military government, are people speaking freely their skepticism about what's going on?
No one speaks freely about anything here unless the room is closed and they know nobody is listening. Everyone is very, very afraid here because people speaking out in the open here have a habit of having something happen to them afterwards. They're either carted off to jail or sometimes worse. There are 2,000 political prisoners now being held in Myanmar's jail, Steve. That's up substantially since September 2007. You remember those monk-led demonstrations here? And then again, there was another crackdown after Cyclone Nargis last year. All this is designed, analysts say, to keep the government where it wants to be in the run-up to these elections, that is, keep the opposition completely unable to mount any effective opposition to the military.
Well, thanks for your insights.
You're welcome, Steve.
We're talking to a correspondent in Myanmar whose name we're withholding for his own security.